Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line, ABC News tech reporter Mike Dubusky. Mike, as I keep reading things this week about the dangers of artificial intelligence, becoming smarter than the human brain, and maybe even then some. And now I'm reading Meta trying to beef up the race to create super intelligence. Why should I not be completely, shaking in my boots right now?
Well, if the AI leading lights of the world are to be believed, then it means that you can essentially just go on vacation within the next few years because computers are going to handle all of it. That's the idea behind AGI, which is this term that's been thrown around in the AI space a lot. It stands for Artificial General Intelligence. It's this idea that eventually we're going to continue on this path of creating generative AI, and it will eventually equal the capabilities of the human brain. And super intelligence, which is another term that gets thrown around, goes one step beyond that, right? It's a computer or a machine that is smarter than the human brain. And both of these terms are kind of loosely defined. The goalposts on what constitutes achieving AGI or achieving super intelligence are moving, if you listen to Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, he says that we're going to achieve AGI within President Trump's second term. Dario Amodei says we're going to get there in the next 2 to 3 years. Elon Musk says we could get there before the end of this year. And Meta does not want to be left behind in this race. That's why in the last week they recently made this enormous investment, more than $14 billion, in a company known as Scale AI. This is aimed at creating a super intelligence lab within Meta, aimed at creating super intelligence, which they say is going to be this transformative technology, which, again, as we said, will take over much of the working world for us. We can hand over our working lives to computers and basically just go on vacation, guys. But as you are probably suspecting at this point, there's some reason to be skeptical of all that.
What is going to happen when this time comes?
So there's reason to be skeptical that this time will come within the timeline that these people are laying out. For one, Apple, which itself is in the AI race very much on its own, published a paper recently that found that the current sort of state of the art of large language models, what are known as large reasoning models, maybe aren't as smart as we think they are, that they kind of make more mistakes as they go along. Another report from Arizona State University found similar things. And this has kind of been a lingering dark cloud in the AI space, that the current state of large language models maybe aren't as advanced as we would have expected them to be. In order to achieve AGI or superintelligence or any of these other terms, then it kind of is premised on the idea that the rate of development of AI will continue at the pace it's been going at for the past few years. But if these recent reports and the recent models from OpenAI and Google and Meta and others are to be sort of examined as a whole, it seems like there is a leveling off in the capabilities and development of these technologies. So I think that we should treat some of this with some skepticism, but even still, $14 billion is nothing to sneeze at. So it seems like some are still committed to this idea, even if it doesn't come along in the next few years.
So really the balance going on in the war that's being played out in Washington, and we hear about it here on a state level in New York, although that could be, you know, just totally thrown away by a new federal law that might be in the big, beautiful bill. When it comes to restraining AI and putting some restrictions and measures on this, it's like you have some people who don't, you know, want to say, "Hey, pump the brakes here." You have Elon Musk and, you know, other people saying that there's like a 1 in 10 chance it could end the human race. So, you know, might want to take our time and get it right.
Sure.
And then you have other people say, "Well, hold on, we kind of want them to just keep going because if there is a super intelligence." Want it to be made here first instead of over in China where they're going full steam ahead as well. And what right. side is going to win out? That's like the big question.
Right. That is the tension in the AI space right now is do you develop AI safely or do you develop AI first? And it seems to be a zero-sum game. You either get one or the other, essentially. And, you know, where you fall on that spectrum really depends on how you think about this technology. Is it something that will be transformative, right? Is it going to be that thing that, like, just puts us all on vacation mode in a couple of years? Well, maybe. Is it something that might put a lot of people out of work? Well, maybe. And that is something to consider in this race as well, right? Like, is it worth it to develop this technology either in a safe or a quick way when, you know, there's really a threat posed to a number of major industries here? So there's some, you know, many different sort of ethical concerns surrounding this conversation. And I think that's worth highlighting as well, something that also gets discussed in the AI space.
There is a new entry, I guess, in the mobile phone market, Trump Mobile.
Yes, a familiar name. Yeah, the Trump Organization, which is run by Don Jr. and Eric Trump, the president's sons, has announced that they're getting into the telecom space, which is an interesting move from that company, primarily focused on real estate holdings, now moving into the mobile phone service provider. They're launching Trump Mobile, which is a mobile phone service plan that kind of piggybacks off of T-Mobile's network in the United States. So you'll get equivalent coverage to T-Mobile here. They're also launching a phone to go along with this plan. It is called the T1. Costs $500. It looks like a pretty standard $500 Android device. And it is trimmed in gold. It has a big T and an American flag on the back of it. We're a little hazy on some of the details around that particular phone. They are accepting $100 reservations, but they also claim that it has a 5,000 milliamp hour camera. And milliamp hours are designed to describe batteries. So there's some confusing data on the website that might give some people some pause. Even still, Trump Mobile costs $47.45 a month, which is a little bit more expensive than some of its competitors in this market, things like Mint Mobile and Cricket Wireless.
Interesting, and we'll see some of the details on that as they become available. Mike, thank you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.